Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 500 and 19 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Our party broke up about 11:30. I did not hear the telephoning early Sunday morning. I had the scratches on Frank Sunday morning. Cross-examination. I have never seen the servants move that sideboard. I say it was about 1:20 when Mr. Frank came home to lunch, because I left town about 1:10. The car reaches our corner between 1:10 and 1:20. I got home a little after 1, about 1:10. Mr. Frank may have laid down and taken a nap after dinner. I don't know. I laid down and took a nap. Mr. Frank was gone when I woke up. I have heard Mr. Frank frequently call up the factory from his home at night. I talked very little with Mr. Frank on Sunday when he got back home. I don't recall any conversation I had with him relative to the murder. I did not pay any attention to anything he said about the murder at dinner time. I have no recollection of telling coroner's jury that he did not leave before I got up. I knew that he, my son-in-law, was superintendent of factory, and that a girl was found killed there, and I did not refer to the subject that day. I don't remember saying that Frank didn't say anything about it when he came home. I ate dinner with him. I remember stating at coroner's inquest that Frank came home and didn't say a word about it all day to me. Mrs. Emil Selig, sworn for the defendant. I am Mrs. Frank's mother. Mr. and Mrs. Frank have been living with us 2 years. The sideboard is in the same position it always has been, except when we sweep under it. We had lunch on April 26th after 1 o'clock, about 1:10. Mr. Frank came about 1:20 while we were eating. He sat down with and ate. Mrs. Frank and I left home before he did. We left about 1:30. He was still eating at the table. After the opera, while we were on the streetcar, I looked at my watch and saw it was about 6:10. I happened to look at the clock and saw it was 6:10. We stopped at my sister's drugstore before going home. Mr. Frank was there when we got there. We sat down to supper about 6:45. Mr. Frank ate with us. We finished at a...